This podcast is sponsored by Monarch Money. Are you saving to reach your financial goals? Reaching those goals isn't just about getting more money, but by managing what you have. And the best way to manage your money? Monarch Money. Monarch Money is a new kind of finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and takes the headaches out of budgeting. Try it free when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. Monarch puts all your accounts, investments, transactions, and finances at your fingertips. With a complete view of your finances, you'll gain insights on your spending and find new ways to save. Plus, Monarch lets you customize your dashboard, collaborate with your partner, set custom budgets and goals, and track your progress toward them. See why Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it, and why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch Money the best budgeting app overall. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Pro Cheerleading Podcast. This is the only podcast that gives you a raw and unfiltered perspective of what it's really like to be a professional cheerleader. Whether you're currently on a pro team, an alumni, or really curious about what it takes to become a pro cheerleader, the Pro Cheerleading Podcast gives you all the inside scoop and hot topics in the pro cheerleading industry and in-depth interviews of current and former cheerleaders. I'm your host, Makiba. Join me every Wednesday as I reveal the truth behind the palms. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Cheer Chat. Hello. Happy frickin' what's today? What's going on today? Today is May 8th, okay? And I'm really, really excited to lay out the format for you guys of what this 2024 NBA Dance Team Playoffs is going to be about. You guys, I thank you so much for the input I put in the story, the draft, list of categories, and I just want to kind of run you guys through how I think it can work. Today has been such a good day. I just have to take a moment, especially since people can see it in YouTube land. You guys, so today is actually my 1 year anniversary of working at my company, Upwork. If you do not know about it, it is a marketplace platform for freelancers, and it's such a good company. I have an amazing team, and how about, so I'm a little late getting live, I just got the most gorgeous arrangement delivered to me to celebrate my 1 year anniversary. So show and tell time. This is so beautiful. It's stunning. I just love everything about it. It's so pretty. I love flowers, you guys, if you don't know that about me, obsessed. And they're just going to be in the frame for YouTube. I'm sorry. And then today my son had like my early Mother's Day present delivered, a edible arrangement, which I love. You guys, all of the chocolate dipped fruit. My daughter got me this Jean Paul Gaultier, like divine. Oh, this smells so bomb, you guys. Not that I'm trying to do product endorsements and whatnot. Show and tell, but whatever. This smells so good. And so I just sprayed some because today's just a good day. I hope everybody's doing well. Thank you also for just showing all the love, you guys. I was really surprised by this amazing shout out by the organization that Simone Miller actually founded. It is called National Pro Cheerleading and Dance Association. I'm trying to flip to my notes because I'm going a little out of order. But they are, this organization recognizes, I'm just going to read crib notes here, recognizes pro sports, cheerleaders, coaches, companies and organizations that are going above and beyond in the pro sports industry, in their careers, or in their community. And I don't even remember how I happened to see this, but I followed the account, didn't realize it was Simone right away. But they picked me. I just couldn't believe it. I was really humbled by that. I just think I love this space so much, like I said in the comment, and I just appreciate the acknowledgement. And I hope you guys all follow the account. I really think this is a pretty cool platform to like the first event that they're having, I think it's the first event, but it's an upcoming virtual event this Friday, May 10th at 2 p.m. to learn how to use media to build a dance brand and learn more about the NPCDA membership. And it's with Natalie Kirkland. So, I mean, I think they're posting like job announcements and things like that in the pro sports and dance space. And so I think it's a great platform so that we can recognize the greats in our space. I mean, to be one of them is really, really humbling, and so appreciated. So shout out to this organization. Like, we don't have, like, I'm pretty sure I've mentioned it millions of times how we don't have like one overarching governing national cheer and dance going on. Like, we just don't. And so this is really cool to take that to the next level. I mean, Simone's done some amazing things. If you guys don't know, I interviewed her with Brittany like way back. I think this was like maybe season two. And she's the founder of Simaware. And also she was like a former consultant for the Minnesota Vikings cheerleaders. So she's done a lot in our space as well. Wonderful ideas, very innovative. And this is just one example of that with this organization. So thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you, everybody, for the comments and the congrats. I really appreciate you. Y'all ready to get into these categories? And just for me to lay it out, I'm going to actually do a post, a little intro post that will have all of this so you don't have to take notes or anything. But the whole point is so that if you guys have any last little comments or input, feedback, etc., that you can chime in now or forever hold your little peace. With that, I'm going to drink. It's possible that I didn't think of everything. And once I tell you how this is going to work, we might be doing too much. But I think it's going to be fun, and we're just going to roll with it and make it happen, you know, the best way we know how. But here, I'm going to get into it if you guys are ready. So somebody wrote in and mentioned some of these categories, which I'm just like so grateful. I'm like, duh, how did I not think of that? But so here's the list. We've got 14. Which once you hear the layout of this, I think 14 might be doing a little much, but I think we just need to see what we get in terms of videos and submissions and then just figure it out. So first one is opening night. So you guys know that opening night for the NBA, just like, you know, your first regular season home game, it's just, you go all out. And so that's like all the practice. This is the first time that you're, not the first time probably, you've done appearances, but this is like the main debut of all of your hard work. And so I feel like this is a perfect way to kind of kick off the competition by having like whatever y'all did for opening night, just submit the video. And that would be kind of like a good way because everybody did something for opening night, right? So opening night's one category. Team concept videos, whether this is like your roster reveal or anything cool that you did as a concept video during the season, I think that's a pretty cool category. So thank you for those ideas. The next one is a heels performance. So I've seen a lot, I mean, not seen a lot, but like, I know that teams are dancing in heels, and I just think somebody asked about like audition prep and what do you guys need to see what people are doing on, in heels on court and kind of get into that. So I think that's going to be a fun one to kind of have early on in the competition. And so just, I'll just keep going. And then I'll explain how this is all working. The next one is like a musician or like movie theme performance. So I know, like, for example, I saw The Wiz with the Brooklyn Nets. I saw Dirty Dancing, I think, with the Lovables. I've seen Tina Turner by different people. I've seen Britney Spears maybe a couple seasons ago. Whatever you guys have done to kind of like channel J-Lo, whatever it might be, though, that's going to be like one category, whether it's a musician or a movie, just a themed performance, that's going to be a category. Maybe not everybody did it, but whatever, we'll just see how many videos we get. The next one will be Latin Night, Noche Latina. Everybody, I think the NBA has certain theme nights, and so hopefully this is something that most teams would have partaken in and developed something unique. Black History Month / HBCU Night performance, Pride Night, everybody does Pride Night. And then I wanted to also just try to have like a catch-all for any sort of cultural celebration night because I've seen different things. I've seen Asian and Pacific Islander nights. I've seen Caribbean. Okay, there is a huge, there's a huge mosquito outside my window. And for a minute, I thought it was inside and it looked way worse than a mosquito. So, because it's so big. Anyway, calm down, Makiba. So I've seen Asian Pacific Islander. I've seen Lunar New Year celebrations. I've seen Caribbean night. And so I've seen Filipino night. So I'm just going to lump them in one category. I mean, if we get a lot of submissions and I can make some matchups within whatever, like similar subcategories, if you will, then I will break it out. But I just want to leave it open because I can't, it's not something that all the teams do, but I want to make room for just to capture as many performances as we can. So that's going to be one. Then we kind of get into just like whatever the best routine that you have for these various types of teams. So we've got a senior dance team category, a kids dance team category, a hip hop / hype crew category, jazz performance, hip hop performance, and then the best collab with another entertainment team or perhaps your mascot. That's the last one. And the two that I'm going to talk open up for you guys to kind of talk to me, when it came down to like the jazz performance and the hip hop performance, I could go with or without those. I just felt like we want to, you know, is anything straight jazz anymore? Is anything like straight hip hop? I mean, there's other genres maybe that we could try to capture in terms of styles of dance, but I just felt like, meh. I mean, if this gets to be a little too much, those two might make, you know, get cut but I wanted to leave room for performances if teams are even doing it that way. Like I have a really strong.
This podcast is sponsored by Monarch Money. Are you saving to reach your financial goals? Reaching those goals isn't just about getting more money, but by managing what you have. And the best way to manage your money? Monarch Money. Monarch Money is a new kind of finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and takes the headaches out of budgeting. Try it free when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. Monarch puts all your accounts, investments, transactions, and finances at your fingertips. With a complete view of your finances, you'll gain insights on your spending and find new ways to save. Plus, Monarch lets you customize your dashboard, collaborate with your partner, set custom budgets and goals, and track your progress toward them. See why Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it, and why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch Money the best budgeting app overall. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
Jazz number, like, let's see, a jazz funk, whatever it might be. In terms of hip hop, I didn't want it to be limited to just like a hip hop / hype crew. So say there's like a kids dance team and they have a really bomb hip hop routine. Like I want them to be able to submit that for the hip hop performance category. So that was the thought behind it. I'm not wed to it, but we'll see how it goes. Okay. So with those, how many is that? 14. I'm going to share a couple of other ones that are like on the cusp, but it just depends on how many videos and how tired y'all get of voting. I can go all day, but you know, we're trying to like, we don't have to stick to the NBA dance or the NBA finals timing, but I just think once you understand the format and the layout, if we get a million categories, it's probably going to be problematic. But I did want to think about either like a co-ed dance team category, an all-female dance team category, a stunt team category, and also drum lines. I don't know. You guys let me know what you think. I think when it comes down to trying to break out the co-ed dance teams versus the all-female dance teams, it just kind of, that was a little, meh, I can do without it as well. So that's why it's not on the list. The stunt teams, I know they get incorporated a lot with what other, you know, performance teams are doing. So I was hoping that could be covered by the collab category. Drum lines, I don't usually see them on the court. They're usually kind of like, at least the games that I've gone to, they're out there with the fans, like before the games, doing a parade and whatnot. So if that would be a category that you guys think which should be included, we could talk about it. But let me break it down how this is hopefully going to work. I need, hold on, let me take a sip of wine while you guys marinate on that. Okay, so what I would like is for teams to think about their season of performances, right? Think about the list of categories. I will post them. You don't have to worry about writing anything down or listening to this 50 million times. But I'm asking for you to send your videos in by a Google Drive link. Like, I don't want to deal with Dropbox or anything else. Just send me a link via email with the Google Drive by May 15th. I know that's not a lot of time. It's a week. But I'm hoping that you can see this list and decide if you have a performance that you want to throw into the mix for any of these categories, right? And the last time I did this, I was kind of sourcing the videos. I looked at so many videos, whatever was available on YouTube and Instagram, and I kind of picked the best videos that I saw for each team, literally for every single gosh darn dance team. It was crazy. I didn't do all the auxiliary teams, but I really didn't want to kind of be in a position of having to figure out like what the bracket is, right? Like, that is a little bit more subjective. And last time that we did this, that's why we had the judges to score like the first round of routines so that we had like a ranking, right? Based on the scores. We are not doing all that. We're just going to be voting in Instagram land in the story. And so I'm just going to form the bracket based on the order of the submissions, like the timing of when they come in. So if you are like the first person to submit something for, you know, the Latin night category, then you're seated number one and you'll go against like whatever the last one is. That's the only way I know how to do it and be objective. I don't think it really truly matters in that sense. But there'll be one-on-one matchups against whoever submits for that category. And depending, unless there's like an odd number, then we might have to do three as a matchup instead of two. Instagram, you can vote up to four, but I really do want it to be one-on-one unless we can't do it that way. And so for each category, depending on the number of videos that we get for that category, that's going to determine like the timeline of how many categories we attack in 1 week. So for example, with the opening night, say we get like 20 teams to submit videos. That would be so freaking awesome. So freaking awesome. But that'll end up being 10 matchups, right? And so trying to do another category in the same week is going to be too much, right? So we want to be able to, you know, go down, you know, from 20 to 10 to, you get the math. Don't get me tripping on math. But we want to be able to handle all of the rounds based on the number of videos that are submitted in the course of a week. And if we don't get a lot of videos for a category, then maybe we could do two categories in a week. But it totally depends on how many people submit videos. So that's why we're just going to do it on an intake system. Whatever comes in first is just going to be the order of the bracket, if you will. Let's see, what else? Let's see, I'll put information about like how to submit the videos or title them so I know what category that you're wanting it to be submitted for. The videos, so here's what we're gonna do, just to like get around Instagram copyright police. Let me take a break. Okay, so what I'm gonna do is provide the link to my YouTube channel. So the two videos, the matchup that's going against one another, they're going to be stitched together into one video, posted on my YouTube channel. It'll be titled so you'll know what you're looking at. It'll have a link so that you can come back to Instagram to vote. So it'll be posted on YouTube. I'm going to also be posting it as like in my feed and announcing it in my story so people are aware of it. But in my feed on Instagram, you're just going to get a little snippet of the performance. You're going to see who's going against who. Get a little tease, a little something, something of the performances. Then you're going to have to go to YouTube and watch the full thing. We got to have to just be good sports, good judges, you know, watch the whole video, right? Like that's the fun part. But you will have to like come back to Instagram and vote in the story for who you wanted to advance. Tell your friends, tell your sisters, cousins, uncles, friends, whatever, and like really spread the word so people can see. But the idea is, unfortunately, you're gonna have to go back and forth between the two platforms, but there will be links back to Instagram. You just have to go into the story and vote, right? And then I think in terms of just like your teams can have like only one video in a particular category, but if you have multiple entertainment teams, you can submit a video for each of those teams in a category. I don't think it'll always work out that way, but if you have, I don't know, let's go like Chicago, for example, and, you know, for hip hop, they want to submit a number for a hip hop performance from the Lovables and the 312 crew. They can do that. It's just, but only one video, right? And then I think, let me make sure I didn't leave anything out. High level, that's the sitch. It's just going to be super simplified because it's going to be that one video. So you're going to have to go back, talk amongst yourselves on your team and think about what are your standout performances from the year. And then look at those categories and decide like which one that you want to offer up for that category. I will, like I said in the post, have the rest of the information on how to submit them. The deadline is going to be May 15th with the goal, depending on how many videos come in, of being able to kind of like create everything in YouTube and just all of the videos. We want the competition to start May 20th. So we'll have something going on each week. And with 14 categories, you can count, do the math, that's 7 weeks. And if we were to do 2 categories in a week, but we'll just see how it goes. I mean, honestly, I'm just excited to get it going and I'm excited to see what we get. I hope that you guys spread the words to your friends, different teams. It's really just intended to be fun and a cool way to share what you've been doing. And it doesn't have to be like, I mean, I wish it was kind of like the view from the Jumbotron, but it could be whatever you guys use for, you know, for footage, like to be able to look and critique your own performances. Sometimes you guys are on the court and get it. Sometimes it's from up high. Just send it. We understand, right? We're all just one big happy family and we're just going to make it work. But I cannot wait to see these videos pour in. Again, they will be kind of slotted and bracketed based on the time that they come in. But I really do hope that word spreads. Once I get the official post out, please share it with everybody that you know. Get the word out. There's going to be a week's time. Yes, because the 15th is a week from now. That's the deadline. But I think that's enough time. You guys have your drop boxes or whatever you stored all your routines in. So all you got to do is figure out which ones you want to submit and get those sent via Google Drive links to me. And we'll get this party started. I thought that was going to take so long, but good that it didn't. I have so much work to do. With that said, I got to get this post ready for you guys so you can digest the information I just shared with you. Tonight, I'm also posting an episode. It's called Go DJ. I interviewed Rodney McDaniel. He's a former Wizards dancer. He is a DJ in the pro dance industry, and I love his mixes so much. I had to talk to him. We had a great conversation, and his episode will be launching as well. I think that's kind of everything. I just wanted to hop on real quick and explain it. Ideally, if people wanted to like chime in with any observations, it's not too late, but once we kind of like announce the categories and we want to have a cutoff in terms of the timing of it, but there's still room for you to share your final thoughts. Otherwise, it's going to be like what I had said. No, I'm just kidding. I love you guys. I just wanted to share. I want as much input as possible. Thank you so much for everybody who wrote into the story. I think we captured some really good ideas. And once it gets going, I think we have enough ideas. You'll see why. But spread the word. I'm going to get this episode launched and I'm going to get this post up so you guys can get excited and start spreading the news. But if that's all, I'm going to enjoy my flowers, enjoy my wine, and get this information in a digestible format for you. Any questions that people have, any other ideas? If not, good. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. If you do, after you've heard this, please reach out. Okay. All right. I hope you have a wonderful evening. I can't wait to get this party started. Oops, hit the mic. And I will talk to you later. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the Pro Cheerleading Podcast. You can follow your favorite podcast on social media at Pro Cheerleading Podcast on Instagram, at Pro Cheer Podcast on Twitter. We're on Facebook, on YouTube, and you can support your favorite podcast on Patreon. Until next time, keep your eyes on the sidelines.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.